Chapter 20, Under the Umbrella. Jo often met Professor Bear on her long walks. Both pretended it was an accident that they happened to meet. She made sure that there was coffee for supper when he visited because the professor didn't like tea. By the second week, everyone knew what was going on and tried to pretend they didn't. They didn't ask why Jo sang when she worked or did her hair up 3 times a day. Then suddenly the professor stayed away for 3 whole days. Jo was very upset, thinking he had just gone home. When she got ready to go for her usual walk, Mrs. March mentioned several things Jo could get her in town. "And," she added, "if you happen to see Professor Bear, invite him home to tea." Jo kissed her mother and thought about how good Marmee was to her. As she walked, it began to rain. "It serves me right," Jo said. "Why did I put on all my best clothes and come down here hoping to see the professor?" She hurried through the streets with rain all around her ankles. Then she noticed an umbrella over her head. She looked up to see Professor Bear. "I'm shopping," she told him. Professor Bear smiled. "May I go also and take for you the packages?" "Yes, thank you," Jo said. As they walked, she said, "We thought you had gone." "I wouldn't leave without saying goodbye to those who have been so kind to me," he said. He asked if she missed him. "I'm always glad to see you, sir," she said. He promised to come to see her family one more time before he left. "You are going then?" she asked. He nodded and explained he had finished his business and found a job teaching at a college that was not nearby. He helped her shop, and she liked him more every moment they talked. "Shall we go home?" he asked. She said she was tired, but her voice was sad. Her head ached and her heart felt as cold as her feet. Professor Bear was going away. He only cared for her as a friend. She decided the sooner it was over, the better. She turned away, blinking hard to hide the tears. When he saw them, he said, "Hearts, dearest, why do you cry?" "Because you are going away," she said. "That is so good," cried Professor Bear. "Jo, I have nothing but much love to give you. I wanted to be sure I was more than a friend. Am I? Can you make a little place in your heart for old Fritz?" "Oh, yes," Jo said. Because of the rain and the fact that both their hands were full of packages, he could not propose on his knees or offer Jo his hand. The only way he could express his happiness was to look at her and smile. "Why didn't you tell me all this sooner?" she shyly asked. "I wanted to tell you when we said goodbye in New York, but I thought your friend was the one you loved, so I did not speak." Jo said, "Teddy was only a boy and soon got over his love for me." "Good," the professor said. "I have waited so long and am selfish with my love for you." He showed her a piece of worn paper from his pocket. She saw that it was one of the poems she had written and had published in a newspaper. It was about Jo and each of her sisters. He said that the verse about her, where she mentioned being sad and lonely, showed him she would find comfort in true love. He explained that he had to keep his promise to go and teach. He asked if she could wait for him. She said that she could, knowing they loved one another. They came to her house, and she led him inside to the warmth of her family. "Welcome home," Jo said.